Nancy Martinez, 41785, chief complaint, cough, number one, congestion, number two, sputum production, number four, she was positive for the flu before, she took Tamiflu, but she feels short of breath and sick. Her O2 sat's 100% though, she also having some sore throat and some fatigue, period, some nausea, history of abdominal pain off and on, and some vomiting, which is much improved now. Medications done, COVID immunization negative, social, she's married, she stays at home with her children. Kids have been sick as well. She has school-age kids, medical problems, none, surgery. She's had gallbladder surgery, hysterectomy, last period, 2016, allergy, none, family history of asthma. A review of system, positive cough, positive abdominal pain, positive muscle ache, positive tiredness, no nausea, no hematoma, some nausea, no hematemesis, no hematochezia, no seizure, no convulsion. Her weight's down 2 pounds from last visit that took place on 11/29. At that time, she received DEXA, was diagnosed with flu B, sent home with Tamiflu. And subsequently had been on Medrol and Augmentin as well, period. New paragraph today. She's here with her husband. She's using some albuterol per nebulizer at home, which is working quite well for her. She wants some more liquid albuterol, period. Allergen and drug allergy. We talked about that. 120 down 20 pounds, 100% oxygen, 98, 16, 90, 92 over 60. Blood pressure has been down before. Heart, positive, strong, positive, student, not tachycardic, lungs, few long time, otherwise clear. Abdomen is soft, TM slightly red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash, warm, mucosa with that lesion. Oh, she also is complaining about leg pain and arm pain today as well. She hasn't had some blood work for some time and has had some easy bruising as well that she's been concerned about, period. Assessment number one, bronchial asthma. Number two, suspect bronchial spasm. Number three, chest x-ray is negative for pneumonia. Number four, cannot rule out walking pneumonia. Number five, we treated with ZPAC. Prednisone taper, number six, was trephine a gram now, next time is Dexedrine 8 milligram now, next time is one of those blood work things, next time she received the breathing treatment in the office with excellent response, next time we check blood work, next time is check PT and PTT in face of bruising, next number, come back in 10 days, next time is if not improved, we'll send her to a pulmonologist for a CT and further evaluation. Next number, her echocardiogram is totally negative. Next number, upper and lower extremity shows no evidence of DVT or PVD. Next number, status post hysterectomy. Next number, carotid ultrasound shows no obstruction. Next number, renal ultrasound is negative. Next number, soft tissue shows copious lymphadenopathy, as would be expected. Thank you.